A small town in southern Alabama is giving its residents a sort of Christmas bonus this year. Officials in Atmore have suspended the city's sales tax for December. They hope it will help ease the pain of a year of economic setbacks. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
Downtown merchants in Atmore, Alabama report a little extra traffic during this holiday shopping season. At the Bean Store, a combination health food and gift shop, owner Edith Beans rings up a customer's purchase. But the final bill is a bit cheaper than usual. That's because there's no city sales tax this month, a 3% savings.
Well, it adds, of course, every little bit helps. It's not, you know, a big thing. But, you know, if you spend quite a bit of money, 3% adds up.
Beans thinks the tax holiday is a nice gesture on the part of the city.
I think it was an excellent idea simply because it's brought the town together. You know, everybody's pulling together, trying to do something about our losing, you know, some of our companies.
Three of Atmore's major employers, including the Vanity Fair textile mill, are either closing or scaling back. At least 1,000 jobs are disappearing, a severe economic hit for a town of 7,000.
When you take away 1,000 jobs in a period of about 3 months on a small community, it has tremendous impact.
Francis Dunn owns Jasmine Place, a bridal and gift shop on Highway 21, the main road that runs through downtown Atmore, which is just north of the Alabama-Florida state line. Dunn thinks the tax break has been good for business, bringing in some out-of-town shoppers and keeping locals close to home. She says even before the layoffs, local merchants were suffering from an economic downturn.
I think it was a very bold, courageous move for our city to make, knowing that we had had a tough year in business. And especially after all the September 11th tragedy, because they knew that it was not going to turn around drastically.
It's an unprecedented move by any city in the state.
Howard Schell is Atmore's mayor. He says the city will lose about $250,000 in sales tax revenues for December, a significant chunk of its $5 million annual budget.
But I just did not see any other way that we could not do something and show all of these people and all of the merchants that this was not just their problem, it was our problem. If they are hurting, then we are hurting as a city.
Mayor Schell has vowed not to cut services or lay off any municipal employees. Instead, he says the city will postpone major projects, such as buying a new fire truck.
So we'll probably put the fire truck off until the end of the year and see what our revenue is. Then, can we afford it this year, or are we going to have to wait till next year? Can we pave as many streets as we wanted to, or are we going to have to cut it in half? Instead of buying four police cars, can we get by with two?
Shoppers seem pleased with the extra savings.
If this big tax cutback, it really helped.
Talanisha Curry of Atmore has just about finished her Christmas shopping. Standing in front of the Radio Shack on Highway 21, she says it's paid off to shop at home this year.
This has been the first Christmas that I have did my shopping here in Atmore. I usually shop in Florida.
City leaders hope residents will make a habit of shopping close to home. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Atmore, Alabama.